There's two big games in international football today for Ireland, the senior team and the under-21s in action. Stephen Kenny has injury worries and missing players ahead of tonight's Nations League clash with Ukraine. One, Michael Obafemi, who made such an impact against Scotland, scoring and setting up one of the goals, he's out with an injury. Shane Duffy is suspended. John Egan returned home to prepare for the birth of his baby. So Stephen Kenny is more hopeful of a return for Chidozie Ogbene. He looks set to be available for selection after recovering from his injury. And his return could lead to a change in the Irish tactical setup tonight.
Like Ukraine, they can switch from 3-4-2-1 to 4-3-3. You know, obviously we must have more than one way of playing, and we've two systems that we're trying to improve all the time. And so we're capable of playing either at any time. And, you're right, we did alter at the weekend and it was successful, and that's very encouraging. And so we have to consider that, obviously, with Chidozie Ogbene back, which is a different option. And so these are things that we have to consider.
That's Stephen Kenny. And what about the mood amongst the players? Well, James McLean says the performance last weekend has been a great boost for the squad.
Just off the back of the Scotland game, obviously, the mood in the camp has been lifted massively. You know, two games before that wasn't the results that we wanted. We were going to the end of this camp in confident mood, expecting certainly fancying our chances in the two games, and we were disappointed of the results. But Scotland's been a massive lift, and, you know, we're looking forward to the game tomorrow now, and if we won, you know, it puts us on 6 points and right back up there in terms of one in the group.
It's a big game on that basis. The match kicks off at 7:45. It's live on RT2 television and 2FM. The other game in our group sees Armenia host Scotland at 5 o'clock. In Group A, England are home to Hungary. Wales awaits the Netherlands. Meanwhile, the Irish under-21 side play Italy in Ascoli this evening, knowing that victory would put Ireland straight into the European finals for the first time ever. But Ireland are guaranteed a playoff regardless of today's result. Well, now to last night's dramatic World Cup playoff in Qatar between Australia and Peru. It was a long distance for the teams to travel for it, but it needed extra time and penalties to decide a winner. After a scoreless draw, it was utter heartbreak for Peru, who lost the shootout in sudden death. So it's Australia who advance, and they'll be in Group D in the World Cup in November alongside France, Denmark and Tunisia. The last playoff is this evening, Costa Rica against New Zealand. The winners of that game will qualify for Group E along with Spain, Germany and Japan. In last night's Nations League action, the title holders France were beaten again in Group A1. They cannot now retain their title. They lost 1-0 at home to Croatia. Luka Modric with a penalty, and France are bottom of the group after four games. Denmark are top. They beat Austria 2-0 last night. Many tributes have been paid to former Republic of Ireland international Noel Campbell, who has died at the age of 72. He was a star for League of Ireland side St Patrick's Athletic before moving to the Bundesliga and playing for Cologne, where he'd a very successful 8 years. Now to golf, and ahead of this week's US Open, there's a huge spotlight on the golfers who have joined the lucrative Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour. Reporting is Greg Allen.
Day one of this US Open week was probably the same as what each of the practice days are going to be like, because until a ball is struck in earnest on Thursday, the week is going to be dominated by the earthquake in the game that is the Saudi-funded LIV Golf Series. The highest paid LIV player, Phil Mickelson, spoke yesterday in a press conference, and he faced a real grilling in which he spoke very haltingly while looking uncomfortable throughout, and he didn't say anything new as distinct from the same scripted soundings that he made last week at the first LIV event near London. It's certainly not the Phil we know, the six-time major winner and six-time US Open runner-up as well, who has absolutely thrilled us on the golf course over the years, but has also been loose and fast and entertaining with words in a press conference. But yesterday he sounded scripted, careful, almost even defensive. Boston sports fans actually didn't see Phil practicing on the course yesterday. He arrived for his conference and then left. Who knows how they'll react come the first round on Thursday, in which he'll be accompanied, incidentally, by Shane Lowry, who's now up to 24 in the world, his highest ranking in over 2 years, while the third member of that group on Thursday at around 6:45 is last year's US Open runner-up and fellow LIV player Louis Westhuizen. Canadian Open winner Rory McIlroy practiced on the course at Brookline yesterday over 9 holes. He's paired with Hideki Matsuyama and Xander Schauffele on Thursday. They'll be out early at 20-1 Irish time, while Seamus Power has a late tee time on Thursday, out 2 matches ahead of Lowry at 6:25.
Thanks, Greg. In rugby, the Ireland squad to tour New Zealand will be named today by Andy Farrell. The series opens at Auckland's Eden Park on July the 2nd with tests in Dunedin and Wellington on the following 2 Saturdays. It's a big day in racing. Royal Ascot gets underway. The 5-day meeting features 35 races and a record £8.65 million in prize money. There are 3 Group 1 races this afternoon. There's also action at Roscommon this evening. Not quite the same prize money, but a nice place to be all the same.